This week on Your Mom's House. Here's the thing. Can I tell you the only thing that really gets to me about this? I don't like ham sandwiches.
In the fifth dimension, the fourth dimension, we just can't perceive it. It's fucking crazy. They're in the oceans. They're in the government.
All day. Straight guy is also like, you know what is the fucking saddest thing in my life right now? You're like, what is it? I can't come as much as I used to.
Well, welcome. Welcome to Your Mom's House.
Pull your jeans up over your tits and get ready to celebrate.
You're going to be so excited. You're going to rip your tits out and shit all over your dick today.
You sure are. We're back. We're in 4K. And 4K. Couldn't be more excited to be back here in studio.
I love it.
The show has gone on, as you know. We never miss a week. But those shows were pre-recorded.
Yep.
We took the kids out, did some family stuff. Saw some peeps. We were looking for, from reading the thing he's saying. We visited some friends in Los Angeles.
Oh.
Did a bunch, we did work there, did meetings, yeah. A couple shows. But it was a good, very necessary time to do that. And now we're back here in beautiful 108 degree Austin.
I know. Yeah, I had my Smurf day.
You did.
June 18th is my Smurf day, and I turned 47.
You did.
And what's really neat is that you were training our children in repeating exactly how old mom is.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead and tell the audience what you've been telling them.
I would tell them, I was telling them, because they know your age. Like, it's fun to tell them wrong ages for other people. Like, they're 100% convinced that Charles 101, she's turning 102.
Yeah.
And they're always like, when does grandma turn 102? Like, September 25th. And then my
so
mom
fun.
FaceTimes, and then they're like, are you excited to turn 102? And she's like, yes.
Yeah. And then
it's great.
Your sister Jane tells them that she's 28.
Yeah, she's like, I'm 28.
Which
and
she's
then,
not.
And they're like, okay. Like, they don't know. And she's like, don't tell them I'm not. I'm like, what?
Yeah. You're not fooling anybody.
Well, I mean, she's fooling them.
That's true. You're fooling seven-year-olds and five-year-olds.
They're just like, oh, cool, she's 28. I'm like, uh-huh.
Yeah.
So...
God, yeah, tell them just, what you trained.
So I trained them to go, mom's 47, and then she'll be 48, and then 49, and then 50. And I go, wow, 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 right? So now they go, mom's 47. And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, and then she's 48, 49, 50, wow, wow, wow. And I go, yeah. So they're always going, wow, wow, wow,
wow, wow, wow.
At 50, yeah. And that mom's going to be 50 first. Wow, wow, wow.
Wow, wow, wow. And yeah. What's really neat is that you had them make birthday cards for me with, you're going to be 50. Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah,
so
and there's
it's
big
everywhere.
Wows everywhere. Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah, it's great. It was super fun.
It's depressing to think that I'll be 50 soon. And I hate the fact that you aren't even in your really mid-40s. You're only 44.
I'm 44.
Which sucks.
And the crazy thing is, I'll see you go into this deep, dark depression when you turn 50. And it'll still be light years away from me.
Light years.
Like
light
I'll see
years.
It and I'll be like, I don't know what that's like. And then
years.
The next year you'll be like, I'm 51. I'll be like, I'm 48. It'll just be like this whole thing where it's like, by the time you're like, I'm out of my depression of turning 50, I'll be like, I guess I'm about to turn 50.
Yeah. And then I have to relive what it's like to turn 50.
Because you'll see it with me. It
sucks.
Yeah.
But the good news is, statistically speaking, men die before the women. So I will outlive you.
Statistically.
Statistically speaking.
Right. Like, so but you're saying
your
I
youth.
Will outlive you.
I will outlive you.
Statistically, you would.
Yeah, but I will. I mean, look, you engage in many reckless behaviors I don't engage
here.
In. For instance, may I share what you said to me this morning?
Sure.
We went to the beach.
We visited the beach a few times when we were in LA, yes.
And you would go swim in the... First of all, bacteria-infected water, which they
Pacific
came out...
Pacific Ocean.
The LA County came out saying that the water has bacteria in it. And you're like, okay, it's not at this beach. I'm like, as if bacteria knows to stop at certain beaches and not flow through the water.
It does. It goes, oh, that's a good beach. It doesn't go there. Yeah.
And you were like, sometimes I would swim and I'd be afraid for my life.
I thought I was going to drown three times, yeah.
And yet you still went...
I would go back the next day. Mm-hmm. And I'd have dreams about drowning. It's terrifying. Yeah. It's terrifying. Yeah. It was, it was,
and yet it doesn't deter your actions whatsoever.
Well, it did make me go, I remember going, I probably shouldn't swim in here anymore. And then I was like, stop being a bitch. And I got in there.
Cool.
You know? Yeah.
I mean, you could also maybe look at the tides and be like, oh, the high tides.
It was aggressive and there was a crazy undercurrent, you know,
riptide.
Yeah. And so just like a wave would come down on you and then the current would also be coming back from the previous wave. And, you know, and I also put together that there weren't a lot of people swimming.
So, like nobody.
Yeah. I was like, I'm the only one swimming here. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was scary.
And they tell you swim experts always swim alone. Especially
they always
in
say that. They
oceans.
Do say that. They go, if you're going to go to the ocean or somewhere treacherous to swim, do it alone. So many times, I would see Coast Guard and sheriff helicopters fly overhead, and I would always be like, I think they're probably checking on me. Like, there's that fucking psycho again. And I was swimming, by the way, not like go out, do a little swim, come back. I would walk down for like 20 minutes and then try to swim all the way back, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, try to not be a fucking pussy.
Oh, I always like that. I always admire that.
You know?
But, you know, we all do behaviors that don't make sense, and you know?
Yeah. Oh, man, it was so scary a few times. So scary. A few times.
You
like,
saw your life
fuck.
Flash before you.
Yeah.
And can I, one morning, I was walking out there, and I did not see you in the ocean, and I did have a moment of panic.
Yeah.
Where I was like, oh, he's dead. He's definitely drowned. And then I started to walk to kind of look for your body, and then I was like, yeah, but he'll float. Like, if it's his body, he'll float.
Yeah.
And then, like, I'm not going to jump in this water to save him because it's so cold.
And you'll die, too.
You know? Sure.
And then you did see me.
Yeah, and then I...
And then the cool thing was, I got out, and you're like, oh, you know what's crazy? Way back there, I thought you were dead. Anyway, you want to get lunch? And I was like, all right.
Well, I wouldn't let it ruin my day.
Yeah,
I still want to eat lunch.
You didn't.
Like, if you died, I'd still go. There's so much good food in L.A. I forgot about. I can't miss lunchtime. It's my favorite meal.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right. Well, why don't we do the opener?
Oh,
ready
yeah.
To get started? So cool. In honor of the glasses you're wearing.
Oh, cool.
Are you a Jewish girl looking for a sweet, kind, and amazing boyfriend who will care about you? Well, I am your man. My name is Jeremy Hassan. I am 21 years old. I'm Jewish. I'm from Maryland. I'm a baseball-loving, kind-hearted, amazing guy who will always hype you up and be there for you. Would you like to be my first girlfriend? Then fill out the Google form application in my bio.
Shut up.
Oh, Nadav.
It's like loving to this.
His twin brother.
Do we have the application?
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura, and Christina Pajitson. Welcome to your mom's house.
Tom is drowning
in the ocean.
Tom is drowning.
It's not a joke. Tom is drowning.
Wow, 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 wow.
Wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 wow. You're 50. Wow, 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 wow.
Wow. Boom.
I'm Jewish.
I love this guy.
Very cool video you posted from a few years ago, Nadav. Fun to see it. did it work? Did you get your girlfriend?
Nope, the right one never applied.
The application part is adorable.
That's the best part. Yeah. I mean, look, he's offering a lot, though. He's like, I will be your hype man. I'll support you. The only thing that is a deterrent for me of being somebody's first girlfriend.
Yeah.
Is the amount that he's going to jizz inside of me will be so monumental. He's never had a girlfriend.
It's gonna, by the way,
it's I think so you, much you to
can,
come.
Here's the thing. You can, it's gonna take a while to get there. It's not like that.
You don't
that.
Think he's gonna be out the gate?
Not a chance.
Seriously.
He's a sweetheart.
He's timid.
Yeah, of course. That he could be dating you for a few months before that happens. Hmm. Oh, okay. Well, I
think if I have...
Did you pick up the locks yet? Yeah, he's a sweetheart.
I have to go to...
Here's his application.
Synagogue on Saturday.
Let's just see how it starts.
Shabbat with my mom.
Start at the top here. Your name. Where are you from?
Nadav Itzkowitz.
By the way, let's get through this first.
Yeah.
What is your Instagram?
That's good.
What is your TikTok? Are you Jewish? Why do you want to be my girlfriend? Are you willing to date me even though I'm a short king?
I love him.
This is a very modern approach, but I do feel like it's not the right way to go.
Yep.
I mean, I think this guy's a real sweet guy, but this is like lists and like applications. It's just not, I don't think it's a good
way. Tom, I think you're right. But since you're so much younger than me, you don't really see the wisdom that I have. Yeah. I think in today's world, in the swipe right, swipe left world, he's really trying to like hone in and narrow down his kids don't court the way we do.
I would love to see if this worked out.
It's smart. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Because the type of girl that's going to respond to this.
Yeah.
No, here's the thing. She's got to be in Maryland.
Jewish. That's hard already, right?
And like kind of into a real sweet guy.
Yeah.
Right? Like this is what makes her lips quiver, you know? And get all moist and slide off a chair.
Stop it.
Is this?
I'm going to puke.
So, it's a really specific target.
Well, I like good guys.
You would never fuck this guy.
I wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't. You would be like, you should meet my friend.
That's true. I'd pawn him off on like.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you're not a J-broad, even though you're wearing.
Oh, yeah, I'm not a J.
You're wearing J-broad glasses.
I am, but can I tell you something? He's not upset. Nadav isn't upset by these J-broads.
Yeah.
No, I'm upset by the video, not so much your glasses.
Yeah. What bothers you? He
everything. Everything about it.
He's a nice kid, though.
He's
you
sweet.
Agree with that.
Yeah, right? He seems super nice into baseball. I mean, what's not to like?
What do you not like?
I like him.
You shouldn't beg, also. I don't like that he's like, please be my girlfriend. I mean,
this'll work. You know, it's.
Here's the thing. Yeah. You don't want to approach this as, please be my girlfriend, because it just, even if you're not saying it, it gives off like a sense of desperation. You want to be like,
you're right.
I'm available.
I'm taking applications
exactly.
for my girlfriend. That's right.
That's how he should redo the video.
That's how you fix this.
I'm out. I'm single. I'm ready to mingle. Let's see who's out there. I'm Jewish. I like baseball. You know, if you go like, I promise I'll be there for you. It's like, it's too desperate.
Yeah, it's too desperate.
And what happens? Everything gets all dried up down there. You know?
That's so true.
You want to keep it.
Oh, right. I get it. You know what I mean? Stop. Jesus fuck.
Yeah, that's right.
No, I get it. But I like him. I think he's sweet. You're right. The approach needs to be a little more.
Well, speaking of.
I'm Jewish.
Nadav. We haven't seen you in a while. And last time we saw you, you were into the idea of getting yourself in better physical shape and attempting to run the New York City Marathon.
Yes! Mm-hmm.
What have you done since I've seen you last?
So major.
What's going on?
So it's been quite a journey. It's been, I want to say, close to a month and some change since like the gauntlet was thrown.
Mm-hmm.
Been working out every single day. I was doing 2-a-days with Sean for about 3 or 4 weeks.
Wow.
And what I've noticed, which was super interesting, is that the more health people you get involved, the more they disagree with each other.
Yeah, that's true. It does happen.
And that kind of froze me up for like a week of just happen. Like, oh, this person's an idiot. Don't fucking, their yeah. plan is wrong. Do my
Listen
plan.
To me. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So now I've like, now I'm like listening to one person in particular, the nutritionist that Ryan hooked me up with or directed me to. And
what's your eating like?
I'm cooking every single meal. And if I can't eat, then it's like, oh, okay, well, I'm just getting something that's just high in protein and no carbs and stuff like that. So
what are you eating? Chicken tits and like?
Chicken tits? Oh, yeah. Chicken tits. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chicken tits, some fish, shrimp.
How has your grass-fed finished has beef. Your physical fitness improved in these weeks?
Yeah. So when I first started, I think I said, oh, I'm close to my heaviest. I'm 260. I was way fatter than that.
How much were you?
I was like when I got weighed at my doctor, I was 290.
Yeah.
And I didn't even think my body was capable of getting up to that number. I was like, yeah, there's no way it's that.
290?
And I saw
Wow.
Wow,
indeed.
And how much are you down? Are you down?
Yeah, I'm down to 273 now.
Hey, now.
So that's almost 20 pounds.
Wow, Nadav. Great.
Thank you. I mean, that is, you're on the right path.
You look so much better already. Yeah, your face looks less puffy. You're not eating shit late at night.
Yeah.
You're not doing the same. You look great.
I'm learning inflammation is like a whole thing.
Yeah.
It's like it prevents you from doing things.
Yeah.
It's not just like, oh, you look poofy. It's a lot
of
things.
You realize that means that you, that's so funny because I've been talking about this. Mm. You were in your own head off by 30 pounds of what you thought you were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. When I went to my doctor the initial time, I was just like, hey, that scale is like,
it's wrong.
It's like, it's because I have my shoes on, right?
Yeah.
She's like, are you wearing 30-pound shoes?
Yeah.
I'm like, no.
Fuck, man. Okay. And how about are you, so it's obviously a really big thing you're undertaking, but
yeah.
So you started, I'm sure, going by walks and stuff, right? Are you like,
right. So like I was talking to Mark Bell and like he was giving me a routine before I started like going heavy training with Sean. And so he was like, oh, okay, well, start with going on like 30-minute, 60-minute walks.
Mm-hmm.
Start with that and then throw in 30 seconds of light jogging in between.
Okay.
And this was like week one. And so
and how was the fear? Were you, because I know you were so afraid of hurting yourself. How was that?
The 2 days. I mean, look, I've already thrown out my back twice in this process, but it's like you just get a quick bow to the spine and you're good to go like within a day or two.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah. It's. Well, like I've also seen some things and something really resonated with me. It's would you rather be in pain doing nothing or be in pain doing something?
Ooh,
and the second, I prefer the second one.
That's a good one.
And so the first week, Mark was like, oh, yeah, you should like just do some light jogging, just introduce it. Immediately, both my calves cramped up and couldn't walk for like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
So then it's like, okay, let's first take off a bunch of weight before we introduce fast walking. So now I'm just doing walks, fast-paced walks.
And are you doing it for like 60 minutes or how long do you do it for?
Yeah, I'm going for 45-minute walks an hour around my neighborhood, sometimes treadmill if it's too hot. But I mean, honestly, once you get going in this 100-degree weather, like
Just it all feels the same.
You're
right?
going so fast, the breeze hitting your face. Yeah, yeah. Is nice.
Yeah.
Do you walk at a fast pace? Like, what's your?
I have to, because like right now I've noticed that my biggest bottleneck is my calves. What'll happen is like they'll start first burning a little bit, and then they'll just start cramping to the point where like my body will just.
Are you hydrating like a motherfucker too?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm on so many fucking supplements. I'm on so many PEDs.
What's a PED?
Performance enhancing drug.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah. What's up? High tea Nadav is here.
Oh, shit.
Was your tea level super low?
Yeah.
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 Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Because doesn't weight gain contribute to low tea?
Well, yeah. The other thing that's real crazy that is like scientifically proven is that men who kind of live a sedentary lifestyle in their 30s will more rapidly have a decrease in their testosterone.
Mm.
And men who stay physically fit, lift weights, take care of themselves, they don't have that decline. So you can actually fend off that from happening just by being like
amazing,
healthy, you know, take care of yourself. I was definitely in the former category, you know, by not being active and, not, and then
you're always a high tea king to me, though.
Thanks.
You always gave it to me.
I mean, I always came a lot, but it wasn't because
you came a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, but it's fun. It's like now it's just like if anyone like kind of crosses me now, I just kind of like fucking check them.
Wow.
Like I didn't expect that.
That's cool. The tea coming in.
The
tea
starting to come
in. Rage the Dove.
Can I ask what your dosage is? Like.
I think I'm taking 25 units a week right now.
Okay.
And then
once a week?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then that'll, sorry. I'm taking 25 units twice a week.
Oh, okay. That's, yeah. That
25 units twice a week. And then, we're adjusting that after a month.
Nice.
And then on the Manjaro too, which is also very interesting to see how that works.
What's that?
Manjaro is kind of like it's like Ozempic, where it's just you take that and you're like food, ew, gross, I don't like that.
Fuck okay. Yeah, dude. Right.
So yeah, so it's like I just came back from Mexico celebrating with an anniversary, and I was buying so much expensive food that I had like two bites. I'm like,
yes,
fuck, I really need to stuff this. Like Fat Nadav was like. Bro, Fat and Junadov was like, dude, there's so much money on the table. Yeah, we have to fucking take it. And then I was just like, I literally cannot. And like, I actually lost weight on vacation, which is fucking
great. Yes. Great. Yeah.
Well, stay focused, man. Stay focused.
So pumped.
You are getting an enormous Irish tattoo if you don't complete the marathon. Don't forget that. So
I did kind of forget that.
Yeah.
What are we getting him to say? O'Callaghan or
I think Irish Pride with a large Irish flag. Yeah.
I'll get the flag.
Irish Pride
is a prison tattoo, man.
It is?
Anything with pride at the end of it. Yeah, that means you're looking for fights.
Okay, well then a large Irish flag and O'Callaghan. You know?
Cool, my first tattoo. Can't wait.
Yeah. Big one, though.
Big.
Old English.
Not like, oh, look here.
No, chest. No. A chest piece or a back piece?
One of the two.
If you don't finish.
Here's
wait,
the thing.
If he doesn't
you get
finish?
To choose. If it's on the chest, you know, it could be a moderate size. If it's on the back, it's the full back. Okay.
I just have an Irish flag on my full back.
Yeah. Dude, I hope your girlfriend is into that look.
Yeah, that
it's
likes Irish guys.
Yeah. Okay. Wait, hold on. But is it if he doesn't finish the marathon or if he doesn't finish it within the time?
No, it doesn't finish.
Period.
Yeah,
just gives up.
Yeah.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's HIMS.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/YMH. Hardmints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a beautiful gift, and you get the unforgettable moment of seeing the look on their face when they open it. The only tricky part, figuring out how to get the perfect piece at the best price. This is what I recommend for any jewelry purchase. Source it from BlueNile.com. Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retail. They also offer peace of mind with every purchase with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. I know it can be overwhelming. I've been in that position. And what you want when you're getting into something like jewelry is an expert to help guide you along the way. You can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee. And just in case you're not satisfied, there's 30-day returns. Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com.
So in light of this discussion, I got this email in from a listener. Hi, Jeans. While I was sitting at my desk last Wednesday, my boss became concerned about my mental well-being because I was howling with laughter at the thought of Nadav running the New York City Marathon. However, as someone who has run several marathons before and is also signed up for the New York City Marathon this November, I could not be more excited about this challenge. You have already set up the most important part of training for a marathon, a support and accountability network. Nothing motivates you more than the desire to achieve your goals and the thought of the merciless heckling, impossible failure. There are a few things that you should know about the course ahead of time. The New York City Marathon has some of the best crowds in the world with an estimated 2 million spectators throughout the course.
Go Nadav!
Go Nadav!
They're not all going to be like that.
On First Avenue and Central Park, with all the cheering, you will feel like an Olympic athlete.
Oy vey, go! Oy!
We got to think of our signs and stuff because we're all going to this. All of the mommies are going to be there.
Oh yeah!
You will not find this festive atmosphere in a few spots. I specifically remember the Hasidic neighborhoods of Brooklyn being silent. Then again, perhaps they weren't excited to see my gangly ass, but could be overjoyed to see Nadav. So that's interesting. He's saying we should set up in the Hasidic neighborhoods in Brooklyn. Maybe.
Well, that's probably a good idea. Also, Nadav will be clear to spot because he'll be wearing a Star of David shirt and shorts. And
oh, this is news.
You're representing.
Yeah, and a yarmulke. People will know, like, that's our guy.
And a yarmulke. Yes. Very cool.
The biggest piece of advice to Nadav is you're going to have to get out on those long training runs. These runs won't be about hitting a specific time, but rather completion and building the mental wherewithal to continue when experiencing that kind of pain. You can do this. Good luck coming up in November, Tom.
And the big thing, I think, is that,
thank you, Tom.
You know, we are where we are right now. There's time. About focusing on, like you said, dropping weight so that your body can withstand the stuff and just know that that's coming up. But yeah, it's a mental, I think everybody you talk to, I talked to Cam Haynes about this once, about, you know, how the fuck do you run? This guy runs, he'll run a marathon during a lunch break.
What?
Yeah, Cam Haynes runs, he'll run 25 miles during lunch, you know? And he does ultra marathons. He does 50, 100 mile runs, right?
Wow.
Like, I don't conceive it. And he said the hardest part is mile one.
Mm.
Mile one is the hardest part for ultra runners. You know, that's the part where they're like, fuck. Like, it sucks. They think it sucks. And then it's all upstairs. You know, I mean, you obviously have to have your body in a certain level of condition to do this kind of stuff, but it is all up in your head. You know,
yeah, because I assume it becomes meditative, right? Like you're
the most you I ever got body. Into running was when I was 14,
mm-hmm.
and I would run 10 miles, which is less than half of a marathon. And it was, I mean, what I can remember from that era was still telling yourself when that part of your head goes, all right, I think you're tired, I think slow down, or I think this doesn't feel good. keep going and you do like get into this like groove of it. Go, mm-hmm. go, go. You keep going.
And also, don't marathon runners piss themselves? Because there's a point where you lose body function control. I've heard that towards, you know, the end of it, you just piss yourself. And they eat those goo things, those goo power bars.
I mean, I don't know if they piss themselves because they're so dehydrated. But
No, I just mean you lose control of your body function because your body starts to kind of shut down, no? Towards the end, I've heard this.
I'm not familiar. I know, you know.
It's interesting you say that. Yeah, I saw a thing that they shit themselves.
Shitting is more common, I think. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, you got to shit before
shitting
you run.
Shitting and organ failure, I think, is more common than pissing yourselves. Yeah.
I'm cool with organ failure.
Yeah.
I do not want to shit myself in the middle of that marathon.
Yeah. That would not be good.
Well, maybe if you could run, aren't there running diapers, you know?
For sure. Yeah.
You could do some running diapers. But you got to shit the... What time does the race begin? Is it like 6 a.m.?
Yeah.
You better start maybe practice running so early.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm already naturally waking up at like 7 now to get a workout in before work and stuff. So,
Speaking of all this stuff, I got to tell you, I did a deep dive on Hitler the last.
Whoa.
this guy, I got to tell you something. He was really something.
Yeah.
I have been watching so much Hitler stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's neat for me because I fall asleep while you're doing
to it.
And it's
and you get to hear all his speeches.
And it's shifted from murder to Hitler, which I prefer World War II, hands down.
Yeah.
Because my father, I feel like it's a rite of passage for men where you're not a real dad until A, you get dad mouth, where your breath smells like shit for no reason.
And my son, my youngest, is like, your breath smells terrible. So I know it's happening. He'll tell me that in the morning. I'm like, good morning. He's like, go wash your mouth. I'm okay.
And B, all dads love Hitler. Mm. I don't know what this is.
I would rephrase that.
real dads love history.
Is the way to do it.
But my dad never read books. But I guarantee the only books he would read are about H.
Yeah.
Big H.
Big H dog.
Big Hitler. Yeah.
Yeah. He was, I'm telling you, I watched The Little Rascals, the show about his whole inner circle.
Is it what they call it? The Little Rascals?
Where it's,
no, of course not.
Oh, that would be so funny. They should.
Goebbels, Himmler,
Eichmann. Always call me that.
Yeah. So all those guys.
Who was the biggest rascal in his circle?
Well, it's kind of hard. There was a bunch of them.
Yeah. Knuckleheads.
I mean, yeah, a bunch of knuckleheads. I mean, there's, you know.
Who's your fave?
Well, the most sadistic, of all the little rascals, I think would probably be Himmler.
Yeah. You know,
because he was running the SS.
Sure.
And
giving orders to do mean stuff.
And not just doing it, but like really enjoying it.
Like, you know? He would enjoy the death camp stuff.
All of it. I mean, I think he loved the philosophy of the Third Reich, like
the racial purity bit.
Loved it. And he loved being in charge of the SS and, like, you know, murdering and
yeah. It's interesting because from what I overheard while falling asleep, is that these
I don't want to go out. I don't want to be out of line here, but I'll say this: not a great guy.
Not a good one. Not a good bad egg. Yeah. Is that these guys in his circle, the rascals, they were all about, it was more of a power jockey than wanting to do evil. But it sounds like this Himmler character was also about not only the power jockey, but the fun in doing bad things.
He loved it. He loved it. I mean, they're all pretty bad dudes. Here's the thing. It was so outlandish to think that this party would get to power
the party
when they first attempted to, that it wasn't even in the realm of possibilities, you know. And the fact that they went through trying a coup to overthrow,
I heard that,
and then failing at that and going to, like, it was like the party was basically on the cusp of falling apart. You know?
Yeah.
And so to think that I think when they actually got to power, it was all like, it was so addictive, so crazy that, like, oh, now we're in power. And then they went full force,
full throttle.
But
that's what they say, you know, Tom, success is when hard work meets opportunity. Mm-hmm. And those Nazis, they stuck in it. It took 15 years to get into power.
They did.
That wasn't, I mean, Hitler was a young guy when he started. And then he was wow, what, 47? Yeah. He was doing his killing.
He was, middle-aged guy.
You got to stick with it. It's a mental game.
If there's anything you can take from the Hitler story, it's stick to your guns. Yeah, yeah. Don't give up.
Don't give up on your dreams.
Yeah, don't give up.
Don't give up on your dreams.
Yeah.
That's so cool. That is so cool. And they did have a fashion aesthetic that was pretty interesting.
You know, I wasn't going to bring that up, but...
Well, I mean, look, they had a look. They had a narrative. They had the story.
It is crazy
everything.
That you think it's that that term, too,
marketing.
Stormtroopers, you know, is like, you know, the Star Wars. But then you think of like the SS and they are like, oh, here's the thing. You know what's crazy? We have it in our head because we know about them. But I think if you didn't know about them and you just saw, like if you had no idea and you just saw that, I think you know that it's evil.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You sense the darkness.
Yeah,
dude,
the way, like, everything from the swastikas to, like, how they march. I don't think you'd be like, that's probably the good guys when you see the images, you know?
You're right. You're absolutely right.
I think you just know.
It's terrifying. It's terrifying. Well, that's the point, right? To scare you into voting for Hitler.
There's H-Dog with his homeboy Himmler right there.
There he is. There we are.
Yeah.
Looking good.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, what a neat thing to delve into. So... you got into
deep dive. Well, I would say I just started watching
all the docs,
on World War II, not just on this knucklehead. I did on all the World War II
strategy, war strategies, which is a big dad theme.
I watched
a
couple Pearl Harbor docs.
Yeah, dads love war strategy. Like, how do we defeat the enemy?
I'll tell you something about fucking those guys.
Which ones?
You know who?
Yeah, which
the
ones?
Guys who started Pearl Harbor? The fucking Samsung, Sony folks.
Okay.
Fucking balls on these guys.
I know. Big balls. Big balls.
Yeah.
Big balls. Big balls.
Yeah. Because it is horrific. Like, I got to see Oppenheimer. I really want to see it. I heard it's fucking incredible.
You know, dads love Oppenheimer.
Dads love fucking Oppenheimer. It is so horrific when you see the details and the long-lasting effects.
Of the atomic bomb.
Yes.
Well, of course, and I know what you're referring to.
But then you watch Pearl Harbor and you're like, yeah.
They deserve what they got. They had it coming.
You asked for it,
and
guess what?
They tried to antagonize us.
You asked for it, and here it is. Yeah. So.
Well, interesting you bring up the atomic bomb because I, too, have gone down a motherfucking hole.
Yeah.
It started on TikTok where I get all my information from. This was your Hitler summer?
Oh, my God.
Hold on. This is your summer of the Fuhrer?
Yeah, I know. You are like...
This is your summer of the Fuhrer. This is my summer of the aliens. They're fucking real. And if you guys aren't keeping up on David Grush and the congressional hearings, you're out of your fucking mind. They're real. Disclosure is here.
I hear this.
I don't know what's happening. I don't know why now.
Listen, I hear about this.
Man, I am in the fifth dimension.
Every day.
I'm working on.
At all hours.
I want to communicate with the aliens. If you can get me in communication with these aliens, I'm here for it.
She's got the audiobooks, the podcasts, every fucking TikTok video about it, the news streams.
I'm obsessed. I can't stop. I can't stop. There was one day I
will
made myself
say this in
depressed.
In your defense.
I'm ill. I'm mentally ill with this stuff.
In your defense.
Go ahead.
The fact that there are congressional hearings and no, hold on. This used to be a thing in a movie.
Yeah.
Like in a movie would start and it'd be like Congress would be like, hold on, you know, someone would drop the gavel and then they'd be like, well, sir, if the aliens and you'd be like, oh, this is a like, okay, that's a fun fantasy premise to a movie that in Congress they're talking to somebody about aliens, you know, and then you escape into this fantasy movie. This is the story of this movie. The fact that it's actually happening and they're like, we have crafts. We have the
non-human
bodies. And this is like really happening. And then they're like, okay, well, that's interesting. And then they're like, you know, have you been to a Sandals resort? Like right after the commercial and nobody gives up.
Yeah. AOC is asking
about
questions about
aliens.
You're like, this is fucking nuts.
It is nuts.
And look, I was never a UFO person until I stumbled on TikTok on David Grush, this guy that was head of ATIP. They always have these stupid acronyms in the SCIF.
Yeah.
And he's a whistleblower. And he's like, look, we have not only alien craft,
yeah,
we have their bodies, and there's these deep state operations working now. They're utilizing this alien technology.
Memorable moments, yeah.
That we're reverse engineering stuff in the deep state. Listen, Duncan and I have been back and forth.
Duncan's good for this.
Yeah. I call Duncan right after the congressional hearing, and he goes, "Yeah, man, I'm live streaming it right now." And he and I got into it. I mean, I'm ready for
so
the aliens.
So here's some of them for people
They're
that
already
haven't
here,
followed
though. It's too late.
The government is absolutely in possession of UAPs.
They call it UAPs, not UFOs now. Like, it changes
because
anything.
UFO
unidentified aerial phenomenon.
Yeah, so UFO has the kind
negative
of
connotation.
Negative
so
connotation.
Being a crazy person.
So they have to rebrand it. You know. So David Grush, the former U.S. intelligence officer, told the panel that he is absolutely certain the federal government is in possession of UAPs. And when asked, like, does that mean there is money in the budget that is set to go to a program, but it doesn't, and it goes to something else? And he said, yes, I have specific knowledge of that, meaning we have a program in the government to deal with unidentified, what is it, aerial
phenomena that the government
isn't
aware of.
Yeah. Scroll
Skunk
down.
Works. I've
the next
read about
one,
it.
This was obviously the one that I think it would be the most exciting for someone. When he was asked, did we get the pilots? He said, yes. And then they go, is it, are they human? He said, no, they're non-human biologics.
Biologics. God damn it, Tom. I've watched this a million times.
Well, we're reading it to an audience.
Human biologics.
That's the whole point.
Non-human. But now here's the deal, man. It says, Grush said he prefers to use the term non-human rather than alien or extraterrestrial. And I believe they asked him, why do you use that term? And he goes, well, because there's things we don't understand. Meaning, so a lot of people, the comments were like, oh, he could be a squirrel piloting the thing. Well, then he would have fucking said, we found a chimp or a squirrel. Non-human biologists. So he's also inferring, by the way, these non-human entities are already here because he said that they're interdimensional. That means they're fucking here already in the fifth dimension, the fourth dimension. We just can't perceive it. It's fucking crazy. They're in the oceans. They're in the government.
All day. I've been hearing this all day.
I am fucking.
For weeks.
Please, David Grush, if you come on your mom's house, you can disclose. We'll put you in a skiff. You can tell us all the classified details.
What if the non-human biologic gets into, like, is shown in Congress, and the first thing it says is like,
I'm Jewish.
Right? Isn't that crazy?
I'm looking
Wouldn't
for
that
a
be
girl.
Crazy.
I'm looking for a girlfriend.
Okay. Officials must establish a safe and transparent reporting process.
Because there is no process right now. People are told to shut up, basically, when the pilots do
encounter these.
Yes, and there's no way to report it, and people are afraid to because you're called crazy.
Yeah.
Not only that, commercial airline pilots are saying, oh yeah, we see UFOs constantly. Meaning when you're on your United flight or American Airlines or whatever.
They just look at each other in the cockpit and they're like.
And you, and by the way, because they're not on our official radar or whatever being discussed.
Hey,
you
we're
can
about
get
to touch down in Chicago. Everybody had a good flight. Make sure you see a fucking alien craft just flew over and we'll be on the ground shortly. Thanks very much.
Yeah. But it's also a hazard because you could be hit by one of these things because they're not they're not in the dialogue.
The description of one of those, of how it flew.
Anti-gravity, Tom, we already know about this. Bob Lazar disclosed this. He was on the JRE back in 2017 or 2018. It's called anti-gravity, utilizing also the element 115. Okay? It is
and
now
is
on the periodic table of elements.
Which gets to you the most, that there's a stigma associated with sightings, and it silences those possible witnesses.
Yeah, but why now? The big question in the UFO community is why disclosure now? Why is the government...
Well, a lot of people like to go, because you just see it immediately. It's like, this is to distract us from this other thing. And of course, they're conveniently doing this now because everything is so bad in the world, you know?
Yeah, but they don't... There's other way. I don't know. This is a big card. The UFO card's a big card, and no one cares. That's the best part, is that on TikTok, everybody's like, the government told us there's aliens, and nobody gives a shit.
Yeah, that part is kind of true.
Nobody cares.
Nobody really cares.
Nobody cares.
But it's kind of interesting that nobody really cares. It's almost,
I know.
It's almost the most interesting part is like, how come nobody really cares?
Why does nobody care?
Yeah, that's what's fascinating.
I know. We're more upset about the Bud Light commercial than we are aliens exist and might be among us right now, living in another dimension.
I think the reason is that we actually got to the point where they go, okay, this might be real. There might be aliens. And people are like, and what am I supposed to do about that?
Right. What the
fuck? How does this affect my life in any... My mortgage payment is
that's
still
due. That's what they're saying, yeah. Are aliens going to pay my bills?
Yeah, yeah.
People are like... That's what they're saying on TikTok. It's like, yeah, but I can't. Eggs are fucking $8
a
carton.
Dude.
I don't care.
So nothing changes.
I get it.
Nothing changes.
When your reality is tough. But anyway, so I believe there are some crafts that we have reverse engineered the technology on. Back in Roswell, that first crash, you may know that the CIA and the other whatever branches of government were formed like
within three months after
Roswell crash.
The Air Force was designated right after that. Everything happened like 3 months after Roswell.
Anyway, we have reverse engineered some of these crafts, so some of these are probably our thing, but not all of them. Supersonic speeds, Mach 2, human beings fall apart.
Here's the thing, to the visiting species to Earth, I'd just like to say, welcome, howdy.
Our new alien overlords, we welcome you.
I recommend the brisket if you're going to come to Austin.
Here's what I got thinking about, Tom.
What's that?
Is that these aliens are probably already... in our systems, in our government, and specifically, may already be famous country singers.
Oh, stop.
Have you thought about that? Hold on. It'll explain why the awkwardness. Save Ukraine. What's that? It's an alien trying to be human, Tom.
It does feel like that.
What it is to be a person because he doesn't know.
Hey, good morning. Garth Brooks here. You know what today is? It's the 7th anniversary of
on Alpha Centauri.
So what do you say tonight on Inside Studio G? Let's do a little Garth request thing, okay? I'll bring my guitar. You bring the songs. Let's have some fun.
Bleep, blop, bleep, blop.
Yeah. So if you don't know this, pretty much everybody's blocked now.
Literally, we're all blocked.
I think that, by the way, he must have hired somebody new. You know what I mean?
A youngster?
Somebody came in and they were like, you just got to block these folks.
He's like, oh.
And then he was like, what is it, like? 2 dozen people, and he was like, no. By the way, the entire YMA Studios has zero access to the G account. And here's what I can say. This is not the time to back down. We need you to step up where we can. Right?
Support our cause.
You're going to be weak. You're going to be strong. Your brothers are sitting here just waiting for the fucking hella evac. We don't have food. We don't have water. Are you going to leave us here? Or are you going to step up? Just something to think about.
Right. Are you motivating your soldiers like your buddy H did? Give us a speech. Give us a motivational speech.
Jesus Christ.
The end is here. We're pushing forward.
You got just like that. You've been influenced.
You know what's
funny?
You're
motivating people.
I'm talking about H on stage now. I have a H bit now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
what happens when you do a deep dive into history,
yeah.
Man. Yeah, I go all the way in with H now.
We've changed. This summer's changed us, Tom. Who are we?
Liquid death.
I'm losing my mind. But I agree, guys. Now is the time. All hands on deck. This is a really crucial moment.
Yeah.
He looks great, by the way. G looks really good. I mean, for an alien hybrid humanoid species who's been here.
Yeah. By the way, I saw that he like funded some police department building in Nashville. And I was like, isn't that the savviest move somebody can do? Is like... start helping the cops out. Yeah. You're like, hey, y'all need help? I'll help you look.
Yeah.
Someone's gone missing? I want to join the search party.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like what my dad used to do in the 80s.
Yeah. I want to help catch the bad guys.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. You know what? Yeah. There's a theory out there in the UFO community.
Yeah.
That we have a treaty with the aliens where they're allowed to take a certain amount of humans and do experiments on them.
Yep.
I'm just saying, it's kind of a weird coincidence.
I don't want to get us into any trouble. Let's change the topic. This is something fun that I wanted to show you.
In the U.S., where he was a local at a sauna in Detroit.
It was in a black area, so Most of the men were African-Americans, you see. And they used to say, pass over the white boy. Oh, Lordy me, you know. And they used to actually physically, I was 19 then, and they physically used to pass me over to the middle of them all. And some of these black men were fat, and they got fabulous tongues.
What?
Yeah.
I loved it. I loved it. You know, I used to come and come and come. And
wasn't expecting that. Oh, shit.
Four or five times in a couple of hours was not unusual. Now, of course, I am 70 next year. And one of my great sadnesses is I can't do anything like that.
Oh, yeah. That is a big sad. That's the greatest regret in his life is that he can't come.
I can't come four and five times in a day now. A
bunch of black guys.
It's one of the saddest things and one of the greatest sorrows of my life.
That's
it. That I'm 70 and I can't come as much as I used to.
You know, I mean, that's I go to the baths and I have to be satisfied with two.
Yeah.
Because if I try for number three, I'll kill myself. I mean, my heart's beating. You know, and I know that if I die, it'll probably be there with all those people there.
I gotta
tell
you, the
bath attendant will be in awful trouble, wouldn't he?
I wish I were a gay man.
I gotta say, I mean, doesn't this kind of show you? I mean, this is obviously gay, but doesn't this really highlight the difference between men and women? Because this is not that different from a straight man.
No,
I mean, it really isn't. A straight guy is also like, you know, one of the fucking saddest thing in my life right now. And you're like, what is it? He's like, I can't come as much as I used to. And that's
coming so important to men.
Why do you think
so
that
important?
why
because you physically have to get this poison out of your body.
Yeah,
it's a physical necessity to get it out of you, so it's always like a delivery mechanism, and the touches feel nice on your peener.
But don't you like, because women enjoy touches and sex,
but we don't need
it's
also not a biological necessity to
I
come.
Feel like women can just shut that thing off.
Oh yeah.
And like, if they're not feeling it from the world or whoever they're interacting with, it's like, it's not a big thing for them to be like, oh yeah, I haven't, like a single woman, I haven't slept with somebody in a long time and not bothered by it.
But also too, don't forget that women's bodies are cyclical. So if I'm ovulating, which, you know, then I'm really fired up, I'm ready to F, like I would want to be handed around to a group of black guys too. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But then when your body's shutting you down for period time, you're like, don't touch me. Don't look at me.
But
I don't want to fucking
touch
it.
I'm talking about shutting it down for long periods.
I know.
When you're cyclically ovulating.
Challenged, yeah.
No. I'm just saying, like, women can go like, I'm just not.
Some broads are.
Yeah, I can't.
Some broads are low T, right? Like, I don't know, low E.
Yeah.
Low P, low progesterone, low estrogen.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just
but
maybe
dudes
hormonally.
Basically, well, there are dudes who are not very sexually driven. So
those are low T kings.
Yes. This guy's about to turn 70.
He's juiced up.
And he's just like,
but how great would it be?
The saddest thing in my whole life. Can't come like I used to, you know?
But that's the beauty of being a gay man. They don't have the burdens.
He has to be satisfied with two nuts, and that's a bummer to him.
I know. What a life.
Two cums is all I get these days.
What a life. And he can just go to a bathhouse and there's dude just waiting to J his D. It's
he used
crazy.
To get passed around.
I know. What a great day for somebody like that. What a great life. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
I can't imagine it as a woman, like the biological thing of I could get pregnant or whatever. Like that doesn't exist for you guys.
Yeah.
It must be nice.
God.
That's so gay.
They just have it better.
They really do.
Yeah.
They're so superior. Fucking lucky. But lesbians, the interesting part is that when women get together, I hear that they stop having sex. Lesbian bed death is what they call it.
Really?
When two broads get together, they're like, we're just friends now. Like it shuts down. I'm not saying for all, because obviously there's exceptions, but
I bet that probably happens though in gay couples as they age though too.
Well, the gay couples that I'm friends with,
opposite
day. Actually, because they don't have children or the responsibilities that we do, they travel a lot, and then they have a group of men who they regularly fuck outside of their own pairing. So they'll be like, do you feel like fucking Rick and Tim today? Yeah. Okay, we'll invite them over. Let's fuck tonight. Like, it's just great. I know. It's fucking amazing.
Man.
I know.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
So cool. So great.
So cool.
Anyway.
It's the coolest.
I also... along these lines of discussion, I have a CAP report that I'd like to share with any.
Oh, please go forward. Please.
I was talking to my friends Sean and Jimmy, so this actually originated in a dialogue with them. We were talking about gay men and specifically bisexual men.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we were saying how, look, I know they say they exist, but in my experience with bisexual men, it doesn't last very long. It's usually you're bisexual for a short window on your way to gay town, and you park at a gay town and you don't go back to bisexual land. So I'm going to put it out there. I think bisexual men are CAP. You heard it here first.
Wow.
Bisexual men are CAP.
Wow.
What do you think, Annie?
Yeah, this has been reported to me by many of my reporters around the world. and I do agree. I do agree. And I think the reason for it is that it starts that way.
Right.
I think you start by, you're like, you know, maybe a little curious, you know, maybe let me see what it feels like. Can I get over my discomfort with it? And then I imagine what happens. I don't have any experience fucking a dude, but I imagine what happens is that it turns out we're better than that than women at that too.
Dick,
wait
a minute.
When you fuck,
wow. Well, hold on.
We're already better than women at basically everything.
Wow.
So I bet when you fuck a guy as a guy, you're like, oh fuck, this is how it can be.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and by the way, he's not wrong.
I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, no, I'm saying like men are better at.
Look, are you saying? Hold on. Are you saying gender equality is CAP? Is that another one? Gender equality is CAP? Holy
gender,
shit.
I mean, what is gender? You know?
Oh, what is a woman? What is a man? Yeah. I don't know. You know? No one knows anymore.
Just be like, hey, how are you? What's your name? What's your pronoun?
But I think you're right, Annie. This theory of like, imagine, but the same could go for being with another woman. Oh my gosh. Imagine a woman that knows what it's like to have a V. Like, we should all be gay then.
Yeah.
We should all be gay.
Like a fucking boy.
So... here's the thing that that I'm interested to hear. We're going to hear from people on this. We're going to hear from people on this.
First of all,
but here's the categories of the people you'll hear from.
Yeah.
You're going to hear from guys who go, yep, I said I was bi. Turns out I'm gay.
Yeah.
You're going to hear from women who go, I dated a guy who was openly bi. Turns out he's gay.
Yeah.
What's more interesting, though, is because there are going to be people who go like, I get what you're saying and those people exist. But by the way, I am currently actually bi.
Yeah. Here's what I want.
And they're going to explain, because I think what happens is straight guys who just like women, it's the reason you even hear like this kind of like, it's incomprehensible to think that you could be sexually attracted to a man.
Yeah, you don't.
So
even.
Yeah, it doesn't register. So and we've all met or heard from or know people who are doing what I said where they claimed to be.
Right.
Bi, and they're like, actually it was the gateway drug.
Yeah.
I smoked a little weed and guess what? Heroin is the shit. So
I like dick and balls.
Yeah. But I would actually love to hear, because I know we're going to hear from people who go, you guys, that might be true, but I am actually...
It's an anomaly. I'd be very curious.
I know somebody. I should reach out to this
person. Who's a lifelong... Okay, here's what I want to hear from.
I'm going to reach out.
Here's the guy I want to hear from.
Yep.
He's this guy's age. He's 70 years old. He's a New York City old school gay. And he's like, you know what? I go back and forth. I have relationships. I want to hear about people who have relationships with men. And then women, men that have relationships with men and then women, they go back and forth. That is a genuinely bisexual person in my estimation.
I would agree. Yeah.
Not just like, hey, I'm with a woman and then every now and then I dip out and maybe, I don't know, is that bisexual then?
That sounds bisexual too.
But then is that just a gay who's not being fully gay?
I think
and they want to stay married to have all the perks of being a straight person.
Yeah, I think you're spot on that. You know, they want to, it's more for the presentation, I think.
Correct.
Quick point of personal privilege. Yeah.
And also, might I add that for a man to cross over into gay town is such a stigma that you really got to want it. You really got
to
want it.
You do have
dick.
To want it.
For a woman to be like, I'm bisexual, it's like a big deal. There's no stigma.
Okay, I was going to tell you this when you brought this up. The funny thing is, when you meet, even when you're like a guy and you meet a guy and they're like, yeah, you know, I'm bisexual.
I go
most
bullshit.
Guys go,
bullshit. Yeah.
Right? You're like, really? But when you meet a woman who's like I know, I know a woman who is married to a man, and she's like, sometimes I hook up with women. And I don't go, I think she's a lesbian.
Correct.
I'm like, yeah, I buy it. Yeah. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just like, I just go like, I believe that she is sexually interested in both.
Yeah.
But a guy who says that, you're like, come on, dog. Like,
right.
Bro.
Because it's such, because it's such a crazy thing for a man in our society to go to a D, another D. It's
and here's the thing, most major. I'm not saying every, but most women that are straight women go like, no, you're gay. To that guy.
Of course.
They go like, no, no, no.
He's going to be gay. Because every guy, listen, I've been around.
How straight are you?
How straight are
you? I have many gay male friends. There is a time when they go, I'm bisexual. And that time is usually in their 20s when they're figuring out the road to gayness. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, it's an interim. It's not a final destination. I know that's going to get me into trouble, but I don't care. I'm stupid, and I think stupid
Send
thoughts.
Send us if you thought you were bi or actually gay, or if you're saying you are currently bisexual and you're a man, and you want to tell us about it, send us an email, yourmomspodcast@gmail.com. There's no house in the email address. It's yourmomspodcast@gmail.com. In the subject line, please put bisexual and loving it.
I'm gay.
And we will respond.
No, that's so gay.
You know, we should ask Tim Dillon.
Why would we ask him? He's gay.
I know, but does he believe that there are bisexual men? This
well, I'm
going
to reach out to an open. I know a guy who's openly bisexual. I'm going to ask him to send us a video. You know, we'll play it. Or maybe we'll ask him to do a call with us. You know,
yeah.
And if I can add, by the way, since we're going to cap reports, I mean, I got a big one this week. I don't know.
Oh, you have a new big cap report?
I have a big one.
Okay.
Like I have,
besides gender equality,
besides gender equality, besides ED, PMS, all the acronyms.
Let us know.
The next one that I got, we got to stop this, especially us guys out there. We got to stop panic attacks. Panic attacks.
Anxiety is cap.
Panic attacks are fucking... shut the fuck up, bro. What are you complaining about? If you look up the definition of panic attack, and it will literally, in the definition, define its own capness.
Its Ooh. Own capness.
Ooh, if I might create that that adjective.
Can we actually
capness.
Get, scroll down.
No.
Mayo Clinic's pretty reliable source. Go to three down. That one. Let's see. Hit that. Scroll, open bigger. A panic attack is a sudden episode of intense fear that triggers severe physical reactions when there is no real danger or apparent cause. Panic attacks can be very frightening. When panic attacks occur, you might think you're losing control, having a heart attack, or even dying.
You hear that? You might think that you're losing control. There is no real danger or apparent cause.
But those people internally believe that this is happening.
Exactly.
And you're saying that's bullshit.
It's all in your head.
Yeah, well, I agree. It's all in your head.
It's all bullshit.
That is definitely going to make people so upset. That's cool. Some people who like really suffer from crippling anxiety.
Because they're traumatized.
He's like, quit your bullshit.
PTSD people. Yeah.
And they're like, they go through therapy and they get medication. He's like, stop being a bitch.
Yeah. Okay. These doctors, they're trying to keep you down.
Yep.
Forget all that bullshit. Look, what is it? The damn
I'm
prescription
sweating,
for panic
so
attacks.
Hard.
What do you do?
Get
fucking
penitent?
Breathe. That's the.
Well, yeah, they also get psychiatric, like, you know, you get
meds, bro.
Yeah, you get meds like Xanax, Pentan, stuff like that. Yeah.
After you, you know, have been told for so long that you have such an issue that you have to get these things, just here you go. Just there you go.
If you suffer from crippling anxiety, please send us an email. yourmomspodcast@gmail.com. Subject line, panic is cap. I don't even have to. I'll let you guys take it from here.
I can't even help you on this one, Annie.
Here, this will help you out. I found this. I sent this in immediately, and I was like, pull this immediately. because this was on YouTube. I don't even know if it's still on YouTube, but this was on YouTube, and I am not making this up. No, I don't think you know.
Oh, this is not the... Okay.
I don't know. Maybe you know about this, too. I don't think I told you about this.
Oh, okay, okay.
So...
Because there's one that I showed you that Krayshawn sent me that you're like, have the boys rip this immediately.
Oh, really? Is this it? Oh, okay, see. Maybe this is it. Sorry. There's a lot that's gone on, so maybe...
It's a lot, guys. The Hitler, aliens, okay. Garth.
For reference, this is how hairy my butt is right now. All right, so step one is to squeeze this cream onto your hand.
This is
so
the one.
I'm going to be doing just that. Ugh. All right, now it says to apply a thick, even layer to cover hair. Do not rub it in. So let's do that.
Oh, my God. He's got a great little fruity ass.
Yeah.
He's a good-looking guy.
Don't forget to cover the cheeks as well. Setting a timer for 3 minutes. Don't go past 3 minutes because I did that with my armpits. Like, I went to 5 minutes and it literally burned and stung so bad. We have 1 minute left. So far, there's no stinging. Nothing's hurting.
It's on his balls and his asshole. Hold on. Yeah. Can we describe? Because people listening. So this sweet little Asian guy, which, by the way, Asians are fairly hairless to begin with. So I'm surprised he's even attempting this. This is on YouTube.
His asshole, by the way, I should send him a video of my asshole.
No shit.
Because... his asshole would be like, if they waxed my asshole, it would look like his asshole.
I know. His asshole's better than mine. Anyway, he's spreading his butt cheeks open so you see his dick and balls from the back.
Yeah, on YouTube.
On YouTube. And it's still up?
I don't know if it's still up. Is it still up?
This
it's
is gotta hilarious. Be down.
It's still up?
It is up. And I think it's because it's like it's educational.
And this is amazing. Why I don't let your children on YouTube, people. This is why my kids are not allowed.
We should
on
see if I
YouTube.
Can make the same video and if they leave it up.
Oh my God, please.
Hey guys, here's my asshole today.
Yeah. Area. Thicker hair may require more time, so let's check a small area first.
Jesus.
Oh my God. That was one swipe.
This is a fucking...
Oh my God. This guy is out of his mind.
God damn. A lot of the hairs came out, you guys.
Yeah, that's how it works.
He's got like a woman's ass. Dude, his ass looks better than mine. Oh my God. Okay, bro. Holy fuck. What's that shit coming out of it?
This hair. Is how my butt looks. Hair. Pre-rinse and pre-shower and post-hair removal cream. I'm going to take a shower and clean the area and come back and show you what the results are. All right,
thank
guys,
you so
I'm
much.
Back
thank
from
you
my shower, did my nighttime skincare.
Oh, okay.
This is how my butt looks post shower, post rinse, and post hair removal cream.
Oof, that's beautiful. Yeah. I gotta do. Whoa! He didn't have to do that.
This is not an educational video. This is not, dude.
Obviously, there are some hairs on my cheeks still, like stray hairs, but like overall, I think we did really good. And I think this Nair hair removal cream did a really good job at removing my butt hairs. And so, that's how you get rid of your butt hairs using the Nair hair removal cream.
I just
want to
say something.
Or really any hair removal creams in general. Thank you guys so much for watching. I love you, and I'll talk to you soon.
Here's the thing. It was educational. I'm lying because I'm thinking about trying this.
Yeah, me too.
But he also, he did the asshole wink where he like that you see in a porn.
Yeah.
He was like, check out. And he like made his asshole.
I didn't like
and
that
then
bit.
This is on YouTube. And this fucking smile where he's like, they like, good night.
Are you?
Oh, it's fucking crazy, dude.
It is crazy. Well, here's
how many views does it have?
Yeah, let's see.
Right now, I should say.
That's
it's
amazing.
Gonna...
And he's not giving you a genuine smile. He's giving the chimp smile because the eyes aren't, like, he's not smiling with his eyes. He's doing, like, that weird, like. Because
that just occurred to him, like, oh, that's right. My mom and dad can pull up YouTube also.
Anybody. So my employer. Like, By the way.
It's at 38 million views. I think we should start making these videos and posting them on this channel.
Fuck.
38 million views. Worth every watch, by the way. Hey, can I ask you this?
Yeah.
Do you think that the Nair, I mean, isn't it going to burn your beehole, though? Like, in your vagine?
He said.
Can I put this on my vagina? Can you look it up? Because then I'd rather Nair my vag. That would be great. Can you Nair your vagine?
Yeah.
Dude, I had no idea. It can't be used on directly. Should not be used directly. Yeah, because it like burns the hair off. So he's putting it on his beehole.
Yeah, I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna try it.
Let's do it tonight.
Yeah, okay. I'll let you know how.
Let's Instacart some Nair.
Don't forget
putting it in the fucking thing right now, dude.
Man,
his asshole really looked good though.
Yeah.
That was amazing. I didn't know you could do that with Nair. Fuck.
You know what we haven't, oh, I wanted to tell you this. This is pretty exciting. You brought this up. It's been a while. It's been a while.
Are we going there? I'm ready.
It's been a while.
You don't know the excitement of when I found him back.
I forgot about him. I'm also, by the way, I'm surprised he's alive. I'm not going to say that I'm not. Ready?
Oh my God. I'm fucking pumped, dude.
Well, good morning, my kings and queens above 18. How are we doing this morning? Time to put them feet on the ground and let's take off running. Let's enjoy the day. Come on, have fun and enjoy.
It's
going to be a beautiful day out there. Yeah. Get out there and do something.
Do something.
Get out there and enjoy the world. Do some yard work. Maybe go shopping. Like that. Yeah, you guys deserve it. You worked all week. That money.
Can I tell you something? If you're not familiar with the King Above 18.
Yeah, who is he for the people who don't know?
This guy, you know, we got to know him over the years.
Good morning, ladies. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. It's time to go to work. Get up and let them boobs hang. Come on, make some videos right when you get out of bed before you put that bra on.
There you go.
Very nice boobs. You guys keep it up. I love the videos of the no bras.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, my queens above 18.
That's what he became known as.
We got a mock-up shirt that we done with a marker just to show you what
incredible shirt.
Like.
Incredible
These
design.
Are the muscle shirts.
Muscle shirts. Queens
you know, Pharrell is now doing the Louis Vuitton designs. I don't know if you
queens
know that.
Queens above 18.
He's the actual creative director now at, I believe it's at Louis Vuitton.
Uh-huh. You should do that. Well, you know what I was thinking is that I would actually buy that shirt. I'm saying with the handwriting on there.
Yeah.
That would be so rad. I mean, that could sell as a Vivian Westwood original. It's very punk rock.
It's very cool.
I think it's
for
so
my
good.
Queens above 18, I have got a very special request going out. This video is the very, very, very request. Very special.
Very request.
It's going out to a queen above 18. She
very
just
special.
Turned 50 years old.
Wow, wow, wow.
And
wow, wow.
Very request.
Yeah.
Is he Asian lady? What? So relaxed? Never so relaxed massage so relaxed. Place. Yeah.
Good Command? Evening, my kings and queens above 18.
Well, you get the idea. So can I tell you something that he's also really big on? He's real big on... It's a beautiful day. Get those feet on the ground. Get the day going. Get outside and do something. And he often does this message while lying down.
Always.
He's never giving even the suggestion that his feet are on the ground and that he started his day. He's like, let's go do some yard work. Let's go see the world.
He's doing none of that.
He's laying down doing it. Always.
Always. Bad angle. And not only that,
my queens,
in this
let's
video.
Keep up the challenge. No bra day.
Oh, there we go.
No bra day. The
keep
whole
up the
month
challenge.
Of...
No wearing a bra?
Let's take it all the way up until October. How about that?
Oh, wow.
Then you can.
This is official.
You heard the king, everybody.
Because I know they're going to get cold.
Okay, the king has spoken. And why are his glasses fogging up?
Probably from his breath. He probably already got his feet on the ground, had a real active morning, laying down for a rest.
Wait, so he's telling us, the ladies, the queens above 18, no bra until October?
Until October,
it's a long time.
Yeah, no bra challenge. October. He literally did that the way a king from the old era would be like, my people, you know, like, we will all eat meat every day until October. He just issued a challenge.
He declared it. Let the meat cake. Do I register for this challenge? Like the New York City Marathon?
I think you just send him the video and then he goes, approved.
Yeah. Approved. King. Unreal. He's still at it, though. I was worried because we didn't hear from him for a while.
A long time.
But when we met him, we did a sketch with him about, 2 years ago now?
And this guy makes fucking Bert look like David Goggins. Let's be honest. Like, this guy does not move a lot.
No, and he said that he had some knee trouble. He does work as a truck driver, so he sits a lot.
Yeah.
And he may have some health issues, so I'm glad that he's back and telling us to go.
All right. Brawless. Enjoy your day. Have fun.
Thank you. Always enjoy the
slap
day.
Slap that
always.
Queen on her butt. Slap that king on his butt. Mm-hmm. Get him up. Put him in the shower. Let's go. Let's have go. A wonderful day.
Let's go.
My queens.
Active.
The kings are going to keep you safe today. The kingdom is safe and everybody's good.
He doesn't have much pep.
I love you guys. You guys have a wonderful day. Free the girls. No bra month. Have a good day.
Till October.
Yeah, no bra 2 months, you mean.
Yeah.
His math is suffering, too. Yeah. Oh, my God. Remember when he had his merchandise shop? And we tried to help him by plugging it.
Oh, my God.
Wait, remember the process?
Yeah, it was multiple emails. Yeah, you want one of these shirts? He goes, you send me an email. Tell me which shirt and which size. Then send me another email where I'll send you an email back about where to send payment.
Yeah. It's to Kathy. You have to write the check out to
Kathy.
Write
the check to Kathy. You send that to her. And then when we get that, send us your address in the third email, and we'll know where to ship it. And you're like, this is a great way to sell
Squarespace,
stuff.
Dude. I think we literally told them to use Squarespace to build a fucking website.
Jesus Christ. Another super fucking cool guy who is really the legend of all. The coolest guy that's ever existed. And, you know, we love him. He is a dear, dear friend. I would say the origin of what this show is about is, you know.
Black guys,
of course,
love
my favorite, my love.
Good. If you're a hot black guy, you want to fuck me at $23.95. If you want.
Eddie, how are you?
You can move in.
I think, so, if you haven't paid attention to this, it's been a few months of RPC leaving increasingly more critical emails, or excuse me, comments. He leaves them often multiple times under the same post, sometimes from different accounts. And he, you know, he does it everywhere. He does it on all the, so he wrote on, this is, I think on the Facebook post on the right on Facebook page, it says, this so-called mess of a painting is not what I wear. I don't wear this hat. Only for a character I do, which is basically saying I do wear this hat, but when I'm in character.
Right.
The background would need flames. And I should have a cigar and a black cowboy hat on and a black open shirt, and then you have the real devil in me.
Lucifer's lair.
Right.
Lucifer's lair.
Why was I put near Uncle Big Lips? Shameless bed bug, no shine picture, as I just see something in him you can't. I'm never jealous, but he follows me and tries to compete with me. He lives in a men's shelter. Is in a mental institution patient, not me. Send 50 videos to YMH all the time. I'm a professional comedian and performer and don't do that. He always makes that claim that he's a professional comic.
Right. Well, to be fair, he does run the Coney Island drag show, or he does the karaoke at Coney Island every Sunday.
So this, by the way, is just something that I see on some of the things, right? This is actually an elaborate way for him to, but he also, I mean, it, there's more than this, you know? So here's a DM, take my picture off that wall. I have my own show, not YMH. Take down my picture. And then he sent a heart emoji.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Very contradictory.
Someone wrote to him, why don't you like YMH anymore? They played me for a fool. I came before Unk Stink No Shine, and his picture came before me. I don't come in second place.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
He thinks he's second place.
And he said, those lame comics made fun of me. It was not funny. So we've shown his videos to people, and like Louis had this big reaction to it. I don't know if you remember.
Yes, of course.
Louis had a big reaction. If you don't know, you can look it up. And ever since then, I noticed RPC would do posts about Louis, trashing Louis. Anybody that has said something, he gets very, very upset, you know. Take my picture off that wall of shame, of disgrace. You know, it keeps going. This is him doing Uncle Booty Shines is in the house.
Yeah, he likes what does he like? Black guys.
Black guys who like the fuck.
So he's good. Maybe he's upset that Unc isn't into him.
Maybe I don't know.
Is that a thing for Uncle Shine?
I don't know. That's him doing his Uncle Shine.
That's offensive.
Yeah.
Jeez, that's not nice.
This is like, he is gay. Tom is turning gay.
Oh.
Take my picture down. So phony. Wow. Wait.
Are you gay?
I'm gay?
Are you bisexual?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
So he's turning this around now. Oh, geez.
Oh, this is my other nickname. Tom Ham Sandwich Segura. So he started to call me Tom Ham Sandwich Segura. He's a jerk, no talent. Fake laughs on track. No talent. You're sick. Big lips, shameless shine. So he's kind of tying me in with
he's
him.
Spiraling a little bit.
And he keeps calling me Ham Sandwich.
Which is funny.
I know.
I love
seeing him there. No, and Theo Meathead Vaughn and Louis CK is jealous. So guys who have seen the video and made a comment, he also attacks them, you know?
He's really, really getting out there.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. But he goes for these cycles, and then we call him, and then he'll act like everything's fine. He's like, he's a little upset.
But the difference is that now he doesn't answer.
He won't answer the calls?
He won't answer. He won't do calls. We were looking for interns, and he wrote, do not take this offer. You do not need to work for them, the interns.
He looks good there.
He's telling me not to leave Garth alone.
I did like that he called me Miss Piggy. That was really funny.
Yeah.
On my last special, I wore all pink. So.
And by the way, he also does this thing where, like, anytime I leave I put a post up, you know, like, of anything, like if it's an Instagram post.
Yeah.
If I do a quick look at the comments, there's always something from him, always, that says, like, go away, Tom.
He writes,
go away, we're all sick of you. And I'm like, wait, what? Oh, yeah, here it is. I did a screen grab. I posted something, and he wrote, boring. And then he wrote, on the same post, he wrote, like, 20 minutes later, he went back, and he wrote, look, it's Tom. Always Tom. You're not funny nor attractive. You're not worth a penny to see.
Oof.
Yeah. This is like, and it happens like every post. Every post he does this. Then apparently I didn't even know he's doing videos all the time, you know?
Hey, what is it? Coach. Now Tom Segura's a coach. We've seen the pay up you had, and you made your staff give you money. Tommy, what can we do? You're a lying sack of dog meat. You lie. And what happened? You gotta pay, they gotta
he looks
pay
good.
You, now you're a coach. You are so corrupted, Tommy. Tom, Ham Sandwich, Pray Segura, you're done with. And you don't take my thing down. I'm gonna expose you to extra, all those magazines, and all about your filth and affairs that you have on your staff and undercover money. You won't be alive. Your mom's house kid. Are you gonna go and cap that? Cap it, baby.
Cap, he's watching the Cap Report.
He's watching. Well, listen, Robert.
That's a beautiful necklace.
Look,
also,
we
I'll
love
say
you.
That.
I think Robert looks great.
That's a great necklace.
Robert, he looks really good, actually.
Robert, that is a top tier necklace.
We love you. I don't know where this is coming from.
I know.
You're clearly above Uncle Shine. You're one of the original people that we love the most. And, you know,
he's making a reference to.
This is terrible.
When I coached any.
Right, for the basketball.
He's like,
thing.
Oh, you're a fucking.
Well, that was just for
coach
a sketch.
Now?
You know, he takes these things so seriously. It's like, Robert, this is a comedy show, you know?
Yeah, I know.
I know I'm Tom Segura. No, don't take my picture. No, I have to see my buddy. Please, I know I didn't write the book. Please.
Oh, that's another one he does, that I didn't write my book.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
But Well, okay. I watched you write it.
I mean, I know. And it's also like, there's really specific stuff in the book.
Yeah, I know.
It's about like my dad and my mom.
No, I watched
I
you
know.
Write
it's
it.
It's very strange. It's
oh, he's
very
got
strange.
His dolls back, though. That's nice.
Well, then.
And he figured out filters.
He did figure out.
That's
a very cool filter. But can I tell you one of the things, the curveball I got from all this?
What?
I'm not mad at Tom or Christina. But I've been up and feeling well, and I have cancer.
Oh, what?
I'm hoping to cope. I don't mind the picture up, but I wish it was a better one.
Well, you look great.
I feel bad on how I vented, but doing a business and podcast on the side, Instagram, Facebook, makes not one able to take tension. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then the next day, he wrote,
"Now Tom Segura is making fun of a man who wants to stay young. What's the problem, Tom? Somebody can't be young and look good."
That was Brian Johnson, the guy who does like the crazy treatments every day.
Oh, remember, yeah,
like
that guy was awesome. Yeah. The millionaire.
So anyway, it's like this crazy cycle.
Roller coaster.
I just want to say something, man. Robert, you know, you're still our number one.
Yeah,
I mean,
dude,
we love you here. I had no idea that you're dealing with any health issues. You know, if we can be of any assistance, I would hope that you would ask us because we would like to assist you in any way.
Of course.
You know, I thought the photo of you looks pretty badass, actually.
Yeah, painting. You look amazing. You're so handsome.
Yeah.
You look great.
But look, man, here's the thing. I can I tell you the only thing that really gets to me about this? I don't like ham sandwiches.
Really? Yeah. I thought you tolerated.
I'll have one if there's nothing, but right. I always go for turkey. I like turkey sandwiches.
And I like ham. I like the taste, the smokiness of the meat. Here's the thing. Turkey dry pussy.
It doesn't sound as good to say Tom turkey sandwich.
No.
Ham sandwiches rolls off the tongue better.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want them to know I'm not a ham sandwich guy.
Mm.
I like turkey. I like chicken.
You like mayonnaise, which is weird.
I am a mayonnaise fan.
Is mayonnaise cap or what?
Is mayonnaise cap? I don't think I could make a condiment cap. No. I'll try, though. I will research. I'll do my research.
You like mayo?
No,
not personally. Like yeah.
It's very, cultural thing.
Okay.
North Thousand Island. We don't like ranch.
All these mayo.
But you don't like ranch either, right? Black people don't like ranch.
Huh? What?
Sorry. Black people eat ranch? I forget.
Ranch?
Ranch is kind of creamy and mayo-y.
I mean, I could fuck with ranch. It depends. It depends what
it's on. What's your favorite? If you have to take a dressing, what will you take?
Oh, for a salad?
Yeah.
Like I don't eat salad.
That's what.
How's your health eating since everything? Remember, you were on such a crazy health kick. Is it all back to what you were before?
Not all back. I'm getting some routines in. I definitely am not going anywhere near as hard as I was for training because that was, I mean, that was brutal. But I got some more routines in for sure. I'm drinking nothing but water.
Really?
Yeah. No,
that's so good.
No soda. No, basically no alcohol. Basically nothing but water. So
no
that's
alcohol. Oh, but you know, are you a big alcohol guy?
That's the thing. Yeah, it wasn't a big deal.
That's
for
my
me
vice.
Anyway.
I can't stop. I drink two glasses of wine every night. In summertime, and I feel like a raging alcoholic.
Yeah, you are kind of a booze bag. RPC.
It was so dismissive.
We hope to.
Yeah, Christine.
Yeah. Well, we hope to. We hope to make up with you at some point.
Yeah, we love you.
I hope you will let us.
It really makes me sad that he feels we don't love him because we have so much love and appreciation.
Yeah,
I love him so much. He's my original. I even like watching him come. I don't mind it when he does those things and he's like, I'm going to come.
Wow,
I don't mind.
Wow.
I don't mind. It's like watching a friend say hello when he jizzes in front of me.
All right. I will be in Las Vegas later this month. I will be at the Cosmopolitan, I believe, the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. I'm doing three shows.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. and I have some shows that I've announced. I'm back out there. You know what I mean? I'm back out there doing my thing and stuff like that. If you want to see it, you can see, let's see. Oh, yeah, there's some of the August 31st, September 1st and 2nd in Vegas. And I've been doing Niagara Falls on November 9th. I've been doing a whole new hour of, you know, I'm loose. I'm out there having fun figuring it out. I love the process. You want to see me talk about H-Dog, some of the stuff that I'm thinking about these days?
H-Dog.
Come to a show. I'm really enjoying it.
All right.
And then Gene?
I'm going to, as a special announcement, new dates. Toronto, literally, there's like 20 tickets left for the Bluma Apple Theater, September 7th, September 8th. Jizz and Peg, Canada.
You might want to.
Winnipeg.
At the Club Regent Event Center.
Correct. You know what I mean? And then Comedy Vex, downtown Denver.
The best.
I know. Those shows are almost all sold out, so get your tickets right now. And then I added Short Lake Titties, Pootah, Wise Guys, October 13th
to
14th.
You know what I'm saying? No, I mean, no the hell we don't. You ain't say anything yet.
San Jose Improv, October 15th.
You know what I'm saying?
And then the Comedy Club on State, October 26th through 28th in Madison.
Another Jizz amazing content. Club is coming. Have you done Comedy on State?
Like a million years ago.
It's fantastic.
Right, no, yeah. I don't know what you're saying.
I don't know what you mean. And then I added a night in Vegas, which will be announced pretty soon in October as well.
Ooh.
ChristinaPOnline.com. Also, buy my lipstick if you haven't already. It is an incredible product. Just do it. Try it out. I've perfected my shade of red because I've been wearing red lipstick like a little hooter since I was 13.
And there might be coming up, maybe a new announcement in that world.
Maybe in that world. We shall see. And that's it. I love you.
Let's see what else. Yeah. What was the, you got to tell this. You
gotta right tell. Now? May which one?
The top one there.
The first thing. Can I pish first?
Okay.
Because I really want to tell the story like sure. I mean it. I got to fucking squirt.
All right.
Can I tell you? Okay, I'm going to share this story with you guys. This happened to me over the summer. And I'm proud and I'm not proud. Let me start by saying that. Okay. So growing up, my mother was mentally ill. We all know that.
Yeah.
She was, schizophrenic in the end of her life. But she was very confrontational with people in public.
Very confrontational. It cannot be stated. That some people are reluctant to confrontation.
Yes.
And some people really embrace it. And your mother definitely embraced confrontation.
Like to the point, and it was always usually directed at wait staff. Mm-hmm. She was convinced one time we went to a Japanese restaurant and she was convinced that the hostess sat us near the toilets because we were white and then called the lady racial gentleman of other kinds, that racial slur, which... it's not even the right slur for Japanese people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The point is, my mother would start shit with people in public, and my whole life, I was ashamed about it, and I became very non-confrontational with people in public because of that reason. Like, I'm always very understanding, and I don't do a lot of road rage. You don't see that with me. Like, I don't do it, okay? Now, this summer, you're in L.A., and I had to take your car because my car was unavailable.
I had a car of mine in Los Angeles. That's part of this story. The whole reason, it's a long story, but it was in Los Angeles temporarily. And on this particular day, you're going to take it from here, but on this particular day,
I forget why I didn't have my car.
Yeah, I don't know. And I don't know where I was, but you go, hey, can I take your car? And I go, yeah. And you go, because you're like, just so people know, Christina's not into the cars that I like. She's not ever been like,
I don't care. Oh, cool. Yeah, like, you I'm don't not a care, car person.
But you've also never driven.
That's true.
This car, it is a Porsche 911. It's a GT3 Touring, and it has,
which means nothing to me. That right, it's Chinese,
but it is tuned up. It has a Daman 4.5 liter engine, and it's tuned up to 650 horsepower. So it fucking rips. And it's,
yeah.
And you tell me you're going to take it. And I'm like, it's a GT3 Touring, no wing. Anyway, you tell me, and I'm like, yeah, have fun. And within 10 minutes, just before you get to your story, within 10 minutes, you call me and you're like, dude, this thing is fucking amazing.
Yeah, I was like, dude, this fucking rips, dude. Because I took it through a canyon and I was like, fuck, this is what I'm talking about. Like, I felt like I was one with the car. Does that make sense?
I know why.
I was like, this is fucking rad, why. Dude.
I went to do my gig in Denver.
Oh, yeah. And
I'm like, I'm in Denver. And you're like, can I take your car? And
yes.
I go, yeah. Then I'm like, okay. And by the way, I didn't sleep well. I had to get up early for this flight. I fly to Denver just to do one show at the club one night. And when I'm so tired, I go to take a nap. When I wake up from this nap, I pick up my phone and you have texted me, oh my God.
Don't.
I got into a fight.
Okay.
And I'm like, what?
All right, listen. So but let me back it up too. Like, I just to preface how mortified I am of public fighting, when my stepdad and my mom got together, my stepdad was a sociopathic criminal who I really liked, actually. He was a fun guy.
A lot of times they're very charming.
Yeah,
he's
so charming. They would start fights with people anywhere. I'm talking like the grocery store parking lot.
To give us an example.
Okay, one time we were standing in line at a grocery store and somebody's kid was crying, like a 3-year-old. And my stepdad goes to the parent, why don't you tell that kid to shut the fuck up? And the person was like, what did you say to me? And then the dad of the kid was like, what are you talking about? My kid's 3 years old. And he's like, yeah. My stepdad was like, you want to fucking fight me or something? And then they take it out to the parking lot and they have a fucking fist fight. That's the level of shit that I grew up with. Another time in a movie theater, my stepdad told somebody to shut up because they were making too much loud. And the same thing, like, you want to go fucking fight me? Yeah. Like, I just grew up in a lot of confrontation. My mom loved it. I think that's what made my mom attracted to my stepdad.
Yeah.
Because she inherently was very combative, which I know is how you say that word now, combative.
And you...
She loved it. She loved starting fights with strangers.
You were like, I don't want this.
I don't want fucking any part of this shit, okay? So anyway, I'm driving Tommy's fancy Porsche, and I'm loving it. I'm having the best day. I didn't realize cars could be fun. And I'm just like, I'm having like a fucking SoCal day, right? Like, I'm in a good vibe. I'm going to stop at my grocery store. I'm going to fucking hit up the salad bar. That's my favorite. Like, I'm vibing. And Rob Eiler and I are texting, I think. And he sends me something funny. And I pull into the parking spot of the grocery store. And I text Rob back, you know, responsibly. I'm going to put it in park. And I'm just like idling, texting back, LOL. I put the phone down. I turn off the car. I open the car door. And there's this old man standing there, like fucking right there, right? And I was like, that's weird. And I go, hey, like, hey, man, you know, like, and he goes, finally. And I was like, what? And he goes, finally, finally, you turned the damn car off. You were idling for like 15 minutes. And I go, what? Like, at first I start laughing because I can't believe that somebody would pick that bone with me. Like, I go, wait, what? Dude?
So to give this, to make like real clear, he gets close to where you are. He moves.
He walks up to me. He's standing as I'm getting out of the car.
And he's saying.
And I stand up there.
God, how long were you going to leave this car running for?
Correct. And I, so first I'm in disbelief.
You think it's like a joke.
Yeah. And I think he's like a fan or whatever. And I was like, wait, what, dude? And he goes, I'm sitting here trying to have my lunch, and your car is so loud, we can't enjoy our lunch. Now, keep in mind, this man is not eating at a restaurant.
No.
This is a grocery store in LA that has a patio area.
Such outside.
That if you are a fat fucking pig and you can't wait to get to your house or eat in your car like a civilized person, you fucking eat in the parking lot like an animal. And that's what this guy did.
Right.
Okay, it's fucking hot. It's like, you don't do it unless you're desperate to eat, in my opinion. That's the only time I've ever done.
Right.
So I asked for clarification. I go, wait, what, dude? And he goes, you were idling for so long and it was so loud, we can't enjoy our lunch. And I go, and I start to snap in like something fucking, I stop taking the high road in my head, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this guy is out of his fucking mind. Like, you're coming at me, bro. And I start to go like, You're actually mad at me because I idle too long? And then I started to defend myself. And I go, I sent a fucking text message to my friend, and that was it. It was like maybe a 2-minute idle, sir. And he's like, well, it took forever. It took so long, and your car is so loud. And he repeated himself, I'm trying to eat my lunch.
Right. And it should be pointed out, if it's not clear, that your car is outside.
In a parking lot.
Yeah, and
in a parking
in
lot.
In a parking lot where you put cars, and he's deciding to have lunch outside where
just
cars make noise.
To.
Cars yeah. live outside.
Yeah, you yeah. fuck. And then all of a sudden, my crazy mom brain, not meaning mom brain, my mother, I fucking channel her. It's something came out over me, and genetics, biologics took over. And Tom, I've never said the right thing. I've never had a good public fight, but today was my day. So he keeps saying it. He goes, I was trying to have my lunch and your car was too loud. And you know what I said? Mm. I go, yeah, well, I hope it's your last lunch, you old piece of shit. And I was like, oh my God. And I was so proud of myself. Like, you know, when you're vibrating, cause you're like, I did it. I stood up for myself. I fucking stood up for myself. I did it. And I was so happy with myself. And then he's like, whoa, yeah. And he keeps yelling at me. And then I just start, I walk away. I'm like, I hope it's your last lunch. I hope you fucking die. And I walk away and I'm so shaking and vibrating.
And you think when you tell me this, by the way, cause you tell me this story when you're inside.
So I get inside. Yeah. But hold on. So hold on. So I'm fucking talking to myself. I'm muttering to myself cause I'm so keyed up that I got a zinger in, number one. and I'm having a confrontation with some fucking weird guy in a parking lot. So I'm all like, and I'm muttering. I'm like, motherfucker, fuck you, you fucking, you're fucking too loud. Like, I'm talking to myself, and this woman fucking sees me talking to myself, and I go, I'm sorry, I'm talking to myself. I just fought with a man in a parking lot. And she goes, that's okay, I talk to myself too. And I was like, okay, thank God I'm not. And you know where you're afraid that everyone's watching you, and everyone's seen it, and I'm in this shame spiral. So that's when I call you.
You call me.
In the fucking grocery store.
And here's this thing.
Oh my God.
I can sense your shame because you go, God, you tell me the story. And I was like, quiet for a second. You're like, are you embarrassed by me? Are you mad at me? And
I was like, I hate this kind of stuff.
I go, dude, this is great. Like, I go, this is the best story I've ever heard. And you go, really? I go, yeah. Like, that's awesome. I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy that you
said
that.
You said, I love you more.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
To quote.
I thought it was really great. And then I think I go to the gym and I in the hotel. And when I get back, my phone goes, I have a follow-up second story with the guy. And I'm like, what?
Yeah. So it gets even crazier. So I'm now walking through the grocery store. I get my items. I'm talking myself down because I'm very amped up. And I go to the checkout. And I'm like, okay, what do I, like, okay, this is done. Just fucking put it past you. Like, you were having a rad day. Just go back. Go back. Just fucking shake it off like Taylor Swift, right? And I fucking look outside and he's still there. He's still eating lunch in the goddamn parking lot.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, now I have to reconfront this man because my car is still parked. He's still sitting there. I have to have another fucking confrontation with this man. So at this point, I'm thinking, like, I got to show Tom this guy. So I snap a picture of him. And I also, there he is.
Yeah.
This goblin looking piece of shit. Look at, it's not even a fucking window. That's a piece of tarp plastic that they put so animals like him can eat in the parking lot without dust blowing up. Show the other picture of this animal, this demon goblin. Mm. Ugh, man, you're too loud. So I'm like, shit, I have to see this guy again. So then I say to myself, I says to Christine, you're going to walk to the car with your head up high, right? And I said, I talk to myself, I go, you're going to walk your, fuck this guy. If he comes up to you again, you know, I'm still a woman and there's still a man. He can fucking kill me. I mean, I know he's old as shit and he's going to die, but like he can still harm me. So I'm like, just walk up, act like nothing's happening. You're proud of yourself. You didn't do anything wrong. You stood up for yourself. You get in the car and you get out of here. So I walk proudly to our car. I open the door. I start the engine. And you know what? I said to myself, I said, self, fuck this guy. Fuck him. You are your mother's daughter. You're going to give it a little fucking extra sauce before you leave the parking lot. And it was like, again, I channeled Edith. She was in me and she was like, she was whispering in my ear. She's like, here's what you have to do. The crazy whisperer. She goes, rev the engine 5 times. Let him know who you fucking are. Because I got Texas plates on that shit too, right? So I was like, I start the car. Vroom, and it is loud.
It's
loud.
It is loud. By the way, like a jet engine starting. There's an aftermarket exhaust on it too. It's pretty fucking loud.
This thing is like a jet engine. It's like, like the idle is loud. And then I do it 5 times. I really get him fired up. And I see him fucking standing. He's really pissed off. He's standing. And I'm backing out. And I was like, okay, Christina, just back out. Don't hit anybody. Don't fuck yourself now, bitch. Like, you're almost out. So I back out successfully. I'm like, I'm shaking because I'm so stoked to fuck with him again. And then I'm pulling up and I'm like shaking. And he's yelling at me again. He goes, finally, you get out of here. And I roll my window down. And I go, oh, sir, you forgot this. And I flip him the fucking bird.
Yeah.
And then I drive off. And I was so proud of myself. Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks. I've never done that. Can I tell you what I'm really proud of? Is like, I never get moments like that. Like, you know, when you fight with somebody and you're like, oh, I should have fucking. The fact that I was like, that my mother's angel, like an angel was on my shoulder guiding me.
A confrontational angel. Yeah. Yeah. And you were right about something else that you said, which was that he wouldn't have said that to a guy.
Right?
No.
He saw
a woman get out of the car and he was like, I'll put her in her place. You know, there's a lot of guys that will confront women that won't confront men. You know,
gender equality is cap.
Yeah.
Because I agree. I think he did see like a little blonde girl.
Yeah, he saw you get out and he was like,
I'm gonna fuck with her.
Yeah.
He came up to me, bro. Yeah.
Yeah. If he saw a big dude get out of the car, he wouldn't have been like, hey, what's up there idling? You know?
To you, you could crush him.
Wait, he's an old man.
Fucking disgusting, nebbish goblin.
Yeah, I would have.
Piece of shit, fuck face.
I would have loved to have seen that though.
Him coming to you?
I would have loved him to say that to you. I might have lost my shit if I saw him say it to
would
you.
You would have.
It could have been bad. I don't know.
Break his fucking.
Yeah, I probably would have said some
meaner stuff.
Not cool stuff.
What would you say?
I don't know. I don't want to think about it, actually. I probably would say a lot meaner stuff if I saw him saying something to you. Ooh. Than if I saw him saying it, if he said it to me, you know?
I mean, look, I get it in the world, like. He's just looking to dispense his negative energy.
He's an old guy that
eats
at the grocery store, you know?
Like, and it's a good grocery store, by the way.
I know.
He can afford a better whatever, dude.
The main thing about this is, like, cars are allowed to make noise outside.
In parking lots, bro.
Yeah, if it was like I'm eating in a restaurant and you pulled your car into the restaurant, that's a fucking crazy thing to do. Yeah, complain all you, but, like, you're in a parking lot.
Look, you can see the cars there.
Yeah, of course.
Through his tarp.
You're allowed to do whatever you want with that.
Yeah, but anyway, I'm just super pumped that, like, I finally got a zinger in. It never happens to me. I'm always like, you're the one, shut up. And then, you think about it later.
I hope that your last lunch is a great wine.
Thanks, man. Yeah. Thanks, babe.
Very proud of you.
And I'm proud that you still love me because I was, like, afraid.
Yeah,
like,
you were
afraid. Oh, my
God,
he's going to think I'm always so afraid that you'll think I'm crazy like my mom or something.
But no.
You just love me more, and that's really cool.
Yeah. When you say mean things to people, it always makes me happy.
That's our special bond.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks, babe.
We got to wrap it up.
I love you, Tom. You're the best.
Love you, too. And thank you guys for watching. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you next week.
Bye, mommy.
Good morning, my queens above 18. Good morning. A lot of you are asking about the King Challenge.
Queens above 18. Queens above 18. Queens above 18. Please, if you're below the age of 18... get up and start the day. Come on. Put the feet on the ground. Get you a nice hot breakfast. Very lovely. Take that cover and put in shower. Take that cover and throw it off yourself. Take that cover and put in shower. Get up and start the day. Queens above 18. Queens above 18. Queens above 18. Please, if you're below the age of 18, don't do this challenge. I trust you guys won't. Become 18, you can. You can do anything.
King.
On the front.
King.
On the back. You know the king likes the no bra look. And give me a dance. Queens above 18. Queens above 18. Queens above 18. Please, if you're below the age of 18. What we can do is have fun with this. Take an old white t-shirt. King on the front. King on the back. The king loves you. The king loves you. The king loves you. The king loves you. And do a video. Very lovely. Have fun with it. Queens above 18. Queens above 18. Queens above 18. Please, if you're below the age of 18, enjoy. I love you all. Let's make some videos. I want to see them. I want to laugh.
King.
On the front.
King.
On the back.
King.
On the front.
King.
On the back.